Our country was founded on the right of any citizen to protest what they think is an abuse or unfair action committed by the government. The First Amendment guarantees it. From women's suffrage to prohibition to the civil rights movement to the Vietnam War and the right to life, many historic issues have led to demonstrations. More recently, during the COVID-19 crisis, Americans have begun protesting against the heavy-handed actions of state governors. In California, one protest outside the state capitol on April 20th drew hundreds of protesters standing peacefully while hundreds of vehicles circled the capitol. Our governor panicked and overreacted. The next day, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an order outlawing future protests. Outlaw the peaceful petition of the government for a redress of grievances? Are you kidding me? Fortunately, Californians knew the governor was playing a weak hand, and they defied his no protests allowed dictate. On May 1st, another protest was held outside the Capitol, and the CHP wisely did not try to stop it. The protests went off peacefully, and a clear message was delivered to the governor. Ironically, within hours after the May 1st protest, Governor Newsom finally started to get serious about reopening California for business and letting people get back to their jobs. Protests are an important tool for change in any democracy. Peaceful protests should be encouraged, not outlawed. I'm Senator Brian Jones.